Hayraysa.
Today's Amud is Beitza Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on Yud Beis Amud Beis, 9 lines from the bottom, the last word on the line, Ush Bezichne. So it's good, probably, before we start this Amud, just to give a brief akdama. The halacha is that if a person has tevua, if a person has grains, so it only really becomes chayiv and chumas and maestros once it, first of all, it has to have gemar melacha, it has to be finished, which is often accomplished by threshing it, by doing dash, by tfua. It's often accomplished by threshing it and then piling it together. It's called meruach. So once that happens, that's gemar malacha. And then when a person bring, and then the person has to bring it into his house. You need both of those components. One, that it's brought into his house, and two, that it has gemar malacha. Once tvua, once something has those two steps, it's brought into the house and it has gemar malacha, so then it's chayiv and chumas and meisters. Technically, until both of those steps happen, it's not chayiv and chuma and meister, it's not considered tevel, and a person would technically be allowed to eat it. He would be allowed to eat all of it. However, the Chachamim asserted a person to eat nachilas keva from the grains until he takes off chumas and meisters, until he makes it chayiv and chumas and meisters, and ultimately takes off chumas and meisters. They allowed a person to have a snack, a certain type of achila, considered an achilas arai, a snack, that they allowed, but a person's not allowed to eat from it in a regular way. Once it's chayiv and chumas and meisters, so then it's completely also for him to eat from any of it, even as a snack, until he takes off chumas and meisters. Now, the simple process of chuma and meiser is that, first of all, at least what's nageh for us on this amud, is that first, the owner, he first takes off chuma gedayla and he gives it to the kayin. Now, chuma gedayla midaraisa, there's no shear for chuma gedayla. A person could take even just one seed and that could pater the entire pile. There's no shear midaraisa. Midarabanan, and they said that a person should give a 50th, 2%. That's what goes to a kayin. That's chuma gedayla. That's the first thing that the baal, that the owner is mechuyev to take off, is chuma gedayla, which midaraisa, again, is no shear. Midarabanan, 2%. And he gives that to the kayin. After he gives to the kayin his truma gedayla, he then takes off 10% of what's remaining, and he gives it to a levi. That 10% is called maaser rishon. Maaser rishon is this 10% that he then gives to the levi. The levi, once he has this 10%, when the levi is holding on to this 10%, this maaser rishon, he takes 10% off of that, and he gives it to a kayin. So it's 10%, so it's a maaser, it's also given to a kayin, so it's like a truma, it's called trumas meiser. The 10% of the levi's meiser rishon that he receives from the Yisrael, he gives to the kain, that's called trumas meiser. Now with that, let's begin. Says the Gemara, Ush bezichne de rabba barav chanun, havule usur yasa de chardula. There was a certain host of rabba bar chanun that he had these bundles of mustard stalks. And Amar Le, and so this host, he said to Rabbi Bar Chanan, he said, "Mahu leferuche umecho minayu biyamtiv. Am I allowed to rub them together to take out the mustard seeds in order to enjoy them, to eat them on yamtiv?" So this would be the malach of dash, separating the seeds from their stalks. That would be dash. Which you might have thought it's eichol nefesh, so all malachay sitzarch eichol nefesh is mutter. Here's another example from the Gemara so far that we see that the heter v'eichol nefesh is not just a free-for-all. Not everything, just because it's a tzarech v'eichol nefesh, is in mutter. The details of when something is mutter is very complex. Bez Hashem will get to that in a later week in one of the Areisa La'alacha articles. But that was a shayla, obviously, again, assuming that dash is aser, even though it's a tzarech v'eichol nefesh, he wanted to know if he could do it with a shinoi. If he rubs them together, and he takes out the seeds like that, instead of using his hand to take out the seed, that would be the normal way to do it, he wanted to know if he just rubs the stalks together, and then the seeds just fall out by themselves, would that be mutter? We have a bidade, Rabbi Bar Chanan didn't know the halacha in this case, so also lekame de Rava, or the rabbi. So he came to Rabbi and Amar Le, and he said to him, that the halacha is that it's mutter, ma'ilin meliloy, sumafarchin kitnias biyamtif, that the halacha is that you are allowed to rub together the ears of the stalks of the tvua, and you were allowed to do the same thing with kitnias, maybe legumes, there's no really good translation for kitnias, but this other category of food known as kitnias, you could do it with these foods as well, maybe peanuts, different things like that, you could rub them together to get rid of the psilas, and even though it's dash, you're getting rid of the seed, you're separating the seed from the psilas, which is technically dash, but still it's mutter on Yom Tov when you do it with the shinoi. Eisve abaye, yes abaye, is it really mutter to be meilin melilis on Yom Tov? Eisve abaye, have a braisa which is mashma that you have to do it before Yom Tov. You're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. The braisa says a meilin melilis me'erev Shabbos. First, we'll talk about Shabbos. It says if a person has seeds which he took out of their stalks on Erev Shabbos, so now he has these seeds, and it's mixed together with Eichel and Psylas, even though the seed is removed from the stalk, there's still a lot of Psylas surrounded, that's surrounded by. So he wants to do Bayra now, he wants to get the Eichel away from the Psylas. So Lamachar says the Braisa the next day, meaning on Shabbos, what could he do to get rid of the Psylas? Minapeach miyad liyat. He can hand it from one hand to another. He could flip the seeds from one hand to the next, and by doing that, eventually the psilas will all blow away, and he'll be left with the eichel. So that's some sort of shinoi with this type of bayer. That's mutter v'eichel, and he could eat it. I mean, he could do a small amount, and he could eat it. Avoloi b'kanoi v'loi b'tamchoi. But he can't use a funnel or a tamchoi or a plate. There was some sort of method, I guess. This wasn't either of these cases. It's not the normal way to do Bayer, but even within these, I guess, abnormal ways of doing Bayer, there was some sort of method using a tamchoy. A tamchoy is a large plate, and you would put the seed onto the plate with the psilas, it's all mixed together, and then you tilt the plate from side to side, being that the eichel is round, the seed is round, so the seed will roll much more. And when you tilt the plate from side to side, eventually the seed will break away from the psilas and it will roll off to the side, and like that you'll have your eichel. So says the Braisa that on Shabbos, when you're trying to get the eichel away from the psilas, you have to toss it from one hand to the next, and like that you'll eventually be left with the eichel and you could eat it. But you're not even allowed to use a kanon in a tamchoy, which itself is a shinoi. That type of shinoi is not good enough. You're not allowed to do that for Shabbos. However, says the Braisa, hamailu milois me'erev yamtif, when we're discussing yamtif, so you were mailu melilois on erev yamtif, now you have the seeds separated from the ears, separated from the stalks, you have these seeds that are still mixed with psilas, lemachar, the following day, meaning on yamtif, So the halacha is minafeach al yad, you could get rid of a little bit of the psilas. Also, you could do just a little bit at a time. Va'aychon, you could eat it by getting rid of a little bit of the psilas. You could eat whatever you need for that day. Afilu bekanon vafilu betamchoy. Again, it's good to point out this al yad is not the same as miyad liyad. By the ratio by Shabbos we had that you have to get rid of the psilas by doing it miyad liyad, by tossing it from one hand to the other hand. That's how you get rid of the psilas. That was like a large shinoi. Here, when we say miyad, when we say al yad is not describing how you're doing the separation. That's just describing a little bit at a time. That's what Rashi says, ma'at ma'at. Al yad just means that in Yom Tov you have to do it just a little bit. It didn't yet say in the Braisa how you do it. So it says the Braisa that in Yom Tov when you have these seeds mixed with the psilas, so you could get rid of the psilas a little bit at a time. Va'aychel afilu bekanan v'afilu betamchoy. And on Yom Tov, you're even allowed to use a kanan and a tamchoy. You could use the kanan, you could use the funnel, and you could use the tamchoy, the big plate that we described before. Avoloi betavla, v'loi v'nafa, v'loi bekivara. But you're not allowed to use any of these other types of kelim. A tavla is a very large board. Rashi explains, it gives the appearance that you're separating a lot, and that you're doing it letzarechol, you're not allowed to do malacha on Yom Tov letzarechol, even letzarechol nefesh, you can't prepare for the weekday when you do malacha on Yom Tov, so that for sure is going to be a problem. You can't even use a nafa nekvara, which is two different types of sieves. The only difference is just that is just in the size of their holes. A nafa has smaller holes, but those are more regular ways of doing the bayrer that you're not allowed to do. But you are on Yom Tov allowed to use a kanan and a tamchoy. Now, why are we bringing this raisa? Because we said a halacha before. Rabbi said that you're allowed to be meil and melilais on Yom Tov. You're allowed to rub the ears against each other. You could rub the stalks against each other and let the seeds fall out by themselves. That was a shinoi. It was dash with the shinoi that we said was mutter. The problem is that this braisa discusses separating the eichah from the psoilas of seeds that you were meil and melilais me'erev Yom Tov. So says the Gemara, it's mashma me'erev Yom Tov in b'Yom Tov lay. It's mashma from the Braisa that you're only allowed to be meil and melilais in erev Yom Tov. You're not allowed to do that on Yom Tov. So it's a kasha on Rabbah. So says the Gemara, no, afilu teima b'Yom Tov. Really, you're even allowed to do be meil and melilais on Yom Tov. The reason why the Braisa spoke about a person who did an erev Yom Tov is because va'aydi the Tana reishim erev Shabbos. Since the reisha spoke about a person who did it erev Shabbos, and by Shabbos he has to do it erev Shabbos, so Tana seifa nami me'erev Yom Tov. So therefore, in the seifa of the Braisa, we spoke about a person who was Milo the Malilois on erev Yom Tov, even though technically that is something which is mutter to do on Yom Tov as well. We'll ask the Gemara another kasha. If you're telling me that it's mutter to be meil and melilos and Yom Tov, imkein matzinu truma shezakai baharamasa. If so, if a person's meil and melilos, if he's meil and melilos on Yom Tov, that's going to be considered the gemar malacha. He's doing this in order to eat the seeds. Now he's going to have his seeds. That's going to be the gemar malacha. Being meil and melilos is the gemar malacha. If that's the gemar malacha, it itself could be machayiv the ears, the wheat. In Truma. Now the problem with being able to be mechayiv something in Truma on Yom Tov is that Vitznah, we learned in our Mishnah earlier on this Amud, that lo yim amartim b'truma she'nu zaka b'ramasa. Now you're not allowed to take off Truma on Yom Tov. Which means like this. We mentioned in the Mishnah that you're allowed to be mafresh chala on Yom Tov. And we said that the reason why you're allowed to be mafresh chala on Yom Tov is because you're allowed to bake chala on Yom Tov. Since you're allowed to make dough, when you make dough, you're going to be mechayiv in hafrashas chala. Since you're allowed to make dough, so you're allowed to be mafresh the chala. As opposed to Truma, we said you're not allowed to take off Truma on Yom Tov. Now, if there's a way to be Mechayiv something in Truma on Yom Tov, so then why should Truma be any different than Challah? Just like Challah, being that you're allowed to make dough on Yom Tov, we said that you're allowed to be Mafresh Challah on Yom Tov, so by Truma as well, we should say that since you could be make something Chayiv in Truma on Yom Tov, you should be allowed to take off Truma on Yom Tov. And if you're telling me that you're allowed to be Meil and Melilos on Yom Tov, that's for sure going to be considered the Gemar Malacha, and if so, you're going to be Mechayiv in Truma on Yom Tov, it should be Mutter to take off Truma on Yom Tov. Our Mishnah says you're not allowed to. So says the Gemara like Kasha. It's not a kasha. Ha Rebbe Yosi Bar Yehuda. It's only Rebbe who says that when you're Milo Malilois, that you're Chayiv in Trumas and Meisers. However, our Mishnah, which said that you'll never have Freshas Truma on Yom Tov, that was going like Rebbe Yosi Bar Yehuda. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that Hich Neshibalin Lasais Mehanisa, if a person brings the ears of Tvua, he brings them into his house in order to make dough, so Eichel Mehan Arai. So long as he hasn't yet done the Gemar Malacha, all he did was bring it into his house, so he's allowed to take a snack from them. Upatar, he's going to be Patar from Chumas and Meister since he didn't yet do the Gemar Malacha. However, if he brings them into his house on Meil and B'Melilois in order to just roll them against each other and to take out the seeds like that, to eat the seeds one at a time, so Rebbe Mechayev, Rebbe says that then he's Chayev in Shumas and Meisters because there is no other Gemar. That's his entire purpose. He's not intending to pile a whole bunch of pieces together and then to make dough. His whole purpose is just to eat a few, couple at a time, so Rebbe says, and it's Chayev in Shumas and Meisters. Rebbe Yosi Bar Yehuda Paiter, and Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda says that no, Lamai said there's no Gemar over there, there's no Gemar Malacha, you didn't do Meruach, you didn't gather it all together, crush it up and gather it all together, so there's no Gemar Malacha, it's not Chayiv and Trumas and Meisters. So our Mishnah, which said that there's no Trumas and Maisers on Yom Tov is going like Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. So it could be really you're allowed to be Moil and Malilos on Yom Tov, but still it's not, that itself is not going to be Mechayiv and Trumas and Maisers like Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda said. That's not considered a Gemar Malacha. We'll ask the Gemara, Ulu Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Nami Mishkachasla. But we also have a case of making something Chayiv and Trumas and Maisers according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. For example, a person, he brings in these ears of tefua into his house in order to make dough, and then he changes his mind and he decides on Yom Tov, he changes his mind, he decides he's just going to rub them against each other and have the seeds fall out and snack on the seeds. The halacha in such a case is the tavel b'yayme. In such a case, for whatever reason, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda holds that it does become tavel, it does become chayiv and shumas and maisers. So ask the Gemara, even according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, there is a case where something could be chayiv and shumas and maisers on Yom Tov. So it's a kashas, but our Mishnah says that there's no truma and maiser on Yom Tov. Elamai truma, raiv truma. Says the Gemara, when the Mishnah says that there's no Trumas and Maisers on Yom Tov, it means because, generally speaking, you're never going to be able to make something Chayiv and Truma on Yom Tov. Because typically, when you have the Tfuah, what you do is you fresh it, and then you gather it into a pile, being that you have to be dushed all the Tfuah, so that's something which you won't be able to do on Yom Tov, so that's why the Mishnah is able to say that there's no Truma on Yom Tov. But in a Chanami, you have a case of Mailin of when you bring in the tfua to make isa, and then you change your mind and make it that you want to be mailin malilois, and you'll find a case, but that still doesn't change the fact that rive cases you won't have truma and yom tif, and that's why there's no kashav on our Mishnah. Says the Gemara. So again, so we have a machlekes, Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rebbe, even if you bring the ears of grain into your house in order to just snack on the seeds, Rebbe says it's chayiv and trumas and maisers. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda said that no, it's pater from trumas and maisers. That's not called a gemar malacha until you actually crush it all and you gather it into a pile. Amar Abaye now qualifies, and he says about, he qualifies this machlaikas and says that machlaikas b'shibolin. Now you should know the machlaikas Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda is specifically about ears of grain. Because by shibolin, Rashi speaks out, that's when most people, they crush it up, they thresh it, and they gather it into a pile. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you just are mailin malilois to take out a seed, to snack on the seeds, that's not called a gemar malacha. Because that's not what most people use the shibolin for. Most people, what they do with the shibolin is they do some sort of gemar malacha. They thresh it all. Aval bekitnius, divrei hakol is isa tavla. But by kitnius, everybody agrees that isuraisa tavla, everybody agrees that just by bundling them, that itself makes it have a shame tavel and it's chayiv and trumas and maisers. Because by kitnius, it was very normal not to thresh it. It's very normal to just snack on them by just crushing a few at a time. And therefore, by kitnius, even Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda would agree that just having them in a bundle, bringing them into your house with us to just snack on them, that itself would now make it that it's chayiv and shumas and maestras. You don't need meruach. Says the Gemara, Leiman Misayele. L'chare, we have a raya to Abaye from the following. The Braisa says, Misha hayulei chavilei tilson shel tevel. A person who has bundles of fenugreek. Fenugreek is a type of kinyas. A person who has bundles of tilson of tevel. So you see already that the bundles itself makes a tevel. And even bundling it makes it into tevel. So that's already the raya to Abaye. If we assume that this Braisa is going like Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, which we'll discuss in a moment. So says the Braisa, a person who has these bundles of tilson of tevel, so what should he do with it now? How does he separate trumas and maestras from these bundles? So says the Braisa, he can't just give it in its stock state to the kayin. That's not nice. Rather, hareza kaitesh, first he should crush some of it up, and in order to give the kayin something nice for truma gedayla, u'mechashev kamezera yeshbem, he should try to sort of estimate how many seeds he has. Again, truma gedayla, really, there is no shir midaraisa, so it doesn't have to be so exact. he's going to try to give 2% meter abanon, but he could estimate it. He tries to estimate exactly how many seeds he has. Umafresh alazera, and then he takes off truma gedayla from the seeds. Ve'enay mafresh ala eitz, he doesn't include the psailas, the eighths part, as part of the cheshbon for how much he has to give to the kain. The eighth part is psailas, the wooden, the shaft is psailas. He doesn't have to include that in the cheshbon of how much he has to take off to give the kain. So that's what the brisa says. Now, my lav, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehudahi. Now, isn't this brisa according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda? And the Amar Hasa Mlai Tivla, Hacha Tivla. And even though he says by Shibolin that it does not become Teva when it's just bundled, here, by the Fenugreek, which is a type of kidneys, he's Maida that it does become Teva. So that's a riot to what Abaye said, that the Machlaikos is only by Shibolin, but by kidneys, everybody agrees that Isuraisa Tavla. Says the Gemara Lai, who says, maybe Rabbi, maybe the Brisa is Dafka going according to Rabbi. Well, says the Gemara, no, that doesn't make any sense. Because E Rabbi, if it's going according to Rabbi, so then there's a much bigger Chiddush to be taught. My area Tilson, Afilu Shibolinami. Why would Rabbi speak about fenugreek, which is a type of kidneys, that not everybody piles it up and threshes a lot of the time? Even Shibolin, which is something which most people, or many people at least, they do pile up, even Shibolin, Rebbe says that if you bring it into as bundles into your house with das to have it like to eat it like that, then it's chayv and trumas and meisters. So the brisa can't be according to Rebbe, because according to Rebbe, why would Rebbe speak about tilson? There's a much bigger chiddush to be taught that even shibolin this is true. So why would Rebbe speak about tilson? It must be that this brisa is going according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, and even though by shibolin he argues, by tilson he's made it to Rebbe. So says the Gemara, no. Even if it's Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, you're still stuck. Elo my Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. So lishmein and sharmin ekinias v'kol shekein tilson. Still, there's a kasha on the brisa. Even it's Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Why would he speak about fenugreek? He should have spoken about other types of kidneys. Fenugreek is something which most people it's come out unheard of to make it in large amounts to thresh it all, to pile it all up. People just take little bits at a time, Rashi says, and they put it into their food as some sort of spice, as some sort of addition into some of their dishes. So fenugreek is the least likely to require anything more than bundles. So why, even if it's Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, if Abai is right that by all kidneys, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda holds that even bundling it itself could be mechayven and meiser, still this brisa is shver. Why would the brisa speak about fenugreek? Fenugreek is not as big of a chiddush as other types of kidneys. So Ella Tilson and Strichalei. Rather, it could even be that the Brisa is Rebbe. There's no raya from this Brisa to Abaye. The Brisa could even be like Rebbe. Ah, you asked. So then why does it speak about fenugreek? Even Shibolin, according to Rebbe, in its bundled state could be Chayv and Trumas and Meisers. Ella Tilson and Strichalei. It was necessary for the Brisa to speak about fenugreek for a different reason. Because Salka Daita Chamina, I would have thought to say, Hayolu Tam Eitzo Yupiria Yishave. Since it's something that the wood, that the psailas of the fenugreek, it tastes like the fruit. The eitz tastes like the pri. So livresh nami eitzai. So I would have thought that you also have to take off truma gedayla from the eitz, that the eitz itself goes into the cheshbin of the truma and the meiser, because it has the same taste as the pri. Kamash malon the brisa, that even by fenugreek, you only have to measure the actual seeds, you don't have to measure the eitz. That's why the brisa spoke about fenugreek. In a chanami, this halacha would be true about shibolin also. The tan of this brisa might be Rebbe. The reason why the brisa had to speak about fenugreek was for this side chiddush, for this side reason, and mamela, there's no raya from this brisa to Abaye. It's not a kash on Abaye, we're not saying that Abaye is wrong, we're just saying that there's no raya from this brisa to Abaye. Says the Gemara, Ika the Amri, some have a different version of this Shaklavataria, that Amar Abaye said the exact opposite, that Machlaikis v'Shibolin, the Machlaikis is about Shibolin, that's when Rebbe said that if you bring it in its bundles and your das is to be Meilin v'Maliloys, that can make it Chayiv and Trumas and Meiser. Aval bekitnias. But when it comes to kitnias, divrei hakol isuraisa loy tavla. Then everybody agrees that bundling it up does not make it into tevel. Apparently now the Gemara assumes the exact opposite metzias, that by kitnias, everybody does meruach, and therefore even Rebbe would agree that having it in its bundles is not enough to make it, it's not its Gemara at all to make it chayiv and trumas and maestras. Now ask the Gemara, Meisve, ask the Gemara from this Braisa that we just quoted. The Braisa said again that Misha Hayuloi Chavile Tilson Shal Tevel, a person who he has these bundles of fenugreek, which again is a type of kidneys of Tevel. So again, you see that even in its bundled state, it is considered Tevel. That's a Kashan Abaye, who said that everybody agrees by kidneys, the bundles does not make it Chayev and Chumas and Maestras. Here we have that the Braisa says that it's considered Tevel, meaning it's Chayev and Chumas and Maestras, even in its bundled state. Again, it continues the Braisa though. Now, so what does he do with it? Areza Kaitesh, he crushes it up. Umachashiv Kamezeri Yeshman, he calculates, he estimates how many seeds. Umafresh al Zerevin, Umafresh al Eitz, he takes off Meiser from the seeds and not from the Eitz. But the Kasha is that my lav Tevel Tavel Shal Truma. Aren't we talking about that it's Tevel means that he didn't take off Truma Gedolia yet, meaning it's Chayiv and Truma, and still, even though it's only in its bundles, in its bundled state, so that's a Kasha on Abaye. Says the Gemara, loy, no, I'll answer you that tevel tavel shall trumas meiser. Then no, really, the case of the Braisa is a very specific case. It's talking about bundles of fenugreek that's chayiv and trumas meiser. It's tevel tavel shall trumas meiser means it's tevel to the, in the fact that it's chayiv and trumas meiser to that extent. I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. And it's like that chiddush of Rabbi Avayu in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. What do we mean? The Amr Rabbi Avayu, Amr Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. The halacha is like this, that Maisra Rishon, Shehekdimui Bishibalin. Let's say the Levi, before Gemar Malacha, L'chayr, even before Truma Gedayla was ever taken off, he takes his Maisra Rishon. Again, we said that the proper order for taking off Trumas and Maisras is that first you give Truma Gedayla to the Kayin, then you give Maisra Rishon to the Levi. The Levi then takes off Trumas Maisra from the Maisra Rishon. Said Rabbi Avayu in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, let's say you have a Levi who before Gemar Malacha even happens to the Shibalan, before the Kayin ever got his Truma Gedayla, the Levi takes his Maisra Rishon. So Shemai, even though it was before Gemar Malacha, so technically it's not even Chayiv and Shumas and Maisers at this point, but still, once the Levi takes his Maiser Rishon from the grain, so even though it's in its bundled state, it's Bishibol, it's in its stalks, Shemai Taivloi L'Chumas Maiser. Its name, meaning the fact that now it's Maiser Rishon is Chayiv and Shumas Maiser, so the fact that now it has a Shem Maiser Rishon to it, that makes it Chayiv and Shumas Maiser. Even though technically it hasn't yet reached the stage of Gemar Malacha, being that the Levi took Maiser Rishon, so now it's even Chayiv and Trumas Maiser. So the Brice is not talking about the Yisrael giving Truma to the Kayin. Avada in its bundled state, so Kitnias is never Chayiv and Trumas and Maiser, like Abaye said. The Brice is discussing the Levi. The Levi who took his Maiser Rishon early, and it's even though it's in its bundled state, he's still Chayiv now to separate Trumas Maiser. That's who the Brice is talking about. It's talking about the Trumas Meiser that the Levi has to give the Kayin. Even though it's in its bundled state, the fact that he made it, that now it has a Shem Meiser region to it, that itself makes it Tevel Tavel Le Trumas Meiser, that now it's Chayiv and Trumas Meiser. We'll ask the Gemara. Now that we're assuming that the Brice is not discussing Truma Gedayla, and instead it's discussing Trumas Meiser, so ask the Gemara a couple of kashas on this. So then, Kaitei Shlamali. If we're discussing before any sort of Gemar Malacha, and that when the Levi took it, and now it's, even though he took it in the stalk state, now that he took off Meiser Rishon, so now it's considered Chayiv and Trumas Meiser, why does the Levi have to crush it? Why does he have to crush it to give it to the Kayin, to give the Kayin his Trumas Meiser? Leimale, let the Levi tell the Kayin, ki hechi diahavu li, just like it was given to me, meaning just like it was given to me in its stock state, hachi yahiv nalach. or kehechid yahivu li hachi yahivna lach. That's how I'm going to give it to you. The way it was given to me, that's how I'm going to give it to you. It was given to me in stocks, I'm going to give it to you in stocks. Why can't the Levi tell that to the Kayin? So says the Gemara, Amarava Kanasa. It's a Kanas against the Levi, being that he took his Maaser Rishon early. So therefore we Kanas him that now when he gives the Kayin his Trumas Maaser, he has to crush it before he gives it to him. He can't just say, oh, the way it was given to me, I'm going to give it to you. We make him work hard and give the Kayin something nice like he deserves. He has to first crush the stalks, crush the ears of grain, make seeds out of it, and then give the seeds to the Kayin. Says the Gemara, Tani Nami Hach, you have a brisa that supports this idea as well, that Ben Levi, Shenas Neloi Shibalin B'mas Reisav, if the Yisrael gives the Levi stalks as his Meiser, again, that means he got it early, V'aisa Aisan Gairan. So when the Levi takes off Trumas Meiser from this to give to the Kayin, he has to make it into a Gairan, meaning he has to crush the stalks. He has to crush it and make it into actual pieces of seeds. Anavim, if he's given grapes, meaning even though his intentions was to use it for wine, so again he took it early, Aisa Aisa Nyayin. The Levi has to make it into wine before he gives it to the Kayin. And similarly, Zaysim, Aisa Aisa Shemen, if he got olives, he has to make it into oil. Umafer Shalem Trumas Meiser V'naisnun L'Kayin. And like that, he has to take off Trumas Meiser and give it to the Kayin. Shekashem Shetruma Gedayla Eina Nitalas Ela Min HaGayran Min HaYakev. Just like Truma Gedayla, the Yisrael, he has to give to the Kayin something proper. He has to give it to him after crushing the stalks, after making the oil, after making the wine. Kach Trumas Meiser Eina Nitalas Ela Min HaGayran Min HaYakev. So too, in this case, where the Levi, he took his Meiser early, he has to give the Trumas Meiser to the Kayin the way he deserves to receive it. He has to crush the wheat, and he has to juice the grapes and the olives and make it into wine and oil. Ask the Gemara though now another kasha. Again, assuming now we assumed that the Braisa of the Fenugreek was talking about Truma Gedayla. Now that you're telling me that we're talking about Trumas Meiser, so Mechashev, how could you just estimate the amounts? And when the Braisa said that when you give to the Kayin, it's Truma, so you just estimate how many seeds are there. So Bishlam, if we were talking about Truma Gedayla, which means the Braisa doesn't have a shear, fine. But now that you're telling me that we're talking about Trumas Meiser, which is 10% of the 10% that the Levi got, 10% of his Meiser Rishon he has to give to the Kayin, so Mechashev, how could he just round and guess the amounts and estimate? Hamedida vay, he should have to measure it and give an exact amount. He has to give 10% to the Kayin. Says the Gemara, Hamani Abba Elazar ben Gimelhi. The Tana of this Braisa is Abba Elazar ben Gimel. The Tana we learned in the Braisa, Abba Elazar ben Gimel Eimer, V'nechshav lechem trumaschem. The Vidasha from this Pasuk, that b'shtei trumais hakasav medaber. It says trumaschem, it's talking about two different trumais, and about both of them, it says v'nechshav lechem. Vidasha from here, Achas Truma Gedayla v'achas Trumas Meiser, that first of all, the two Trumais the Pasuk is talking about is Truma Gedayla that the Yisrael gives to the Kayin, and the Trumas Meiser that the Levi gives to the Kayin, and we darshan that Kishem to Truma Gedayla, and he tells us, Ba'imed, just like Truma Gedayla, it could be rounded, it doesn't have to be so exact, uv'machshava, it could just sort of be in one's mind, he could sort of say whatever seems to be an accurate number, kach Trumas Meiser, and he tells us, Ba'imed uv'machshava, he learns Amidaraisa, even though it's a shear, it's 10%, it could be done with just guessing an Aymed, it could be a rounded number, it could be a basic number, you just look at it and you give what seems to be about 10%. Says the Gemara, just a few more lines. Gufa, we just said that Amr Bavayu, Amr Shim Ben Lakish, Meiser Rishain, Shehakdimu Bishibalin, Shemai Taivla Lichumas Meiser. We said that when the Levi takes his Meiser Rishain early, so that itself, even though Gemar Malacha hasn't happened, that itself makes it, and now it's Kilu the Gemar, that makes a Tevel now for Trumas Meiser, says the Gemar, my Taima, what's the reason for that? Amar Rava, Hayol V'yatza Alav Shem Meiser. Since now it has a Shem Meiser, so now it has a Shem Meiser, now it's Chayv and Trumas Meiser. It's difficult to know what exactly Rava was coming to add, more than what we thought the halacha was saying until now. The Rashba, I believe, is Aymed on this. Bez Hashem will pick up from here in the following shir.